We want to explain how come that there are islets of ability. Wonderful rote memory. A great ability sometimes in doing jigsaw puzzles. One of the very earliest experiments I ever did was actually comparing the ability to do a jigsaw puzzle upside down without looking at the picture on it and doing the jigsaw puzzle in the conventional way. And it turned out that autistic children were just as good upside down as the right way up. So it already gave a hint that perhaps they weren't so strongly influenced by the overall picture on the jigsaw puzzle. They could just go from edge to edge in a very interesting, detailed focused style. And I've become very interested in this detail-focused styles, not only in visual perception, but also in the way that they use language. For example, their ability to remember isolated single words as opposed to meaningful sentences, and thought of this as a particular way of processing information, a piecemeal style, a style of information processing that gives more weight to local detail than to the overall meaning or the overall gestalt. Now, it seemed to me from work that psychologists had done in the 30s, the gestalt psychologists in particular, that in most people there is actually a tendency to go for the gist, to go for the overall meaning and lose the detail if need be. So if you have to tell a story that you heard, you will give me the overall gist, I imagine. But an autistic child may be able to give me the verbatim story. And if I then ask something odd about the meaning, may not have any way of answering me about that. So this is the kind of work that is described by the term weak central coherence, as opposed to strong central coherence, which would be going for the gist, going for the meaning. So weak central coherence really denotes the attention to detail, and perhaps this has advantages in some cases where you really, when it's necessary to get the detail processed very well. So this is the work of Gilles Trion, who is an extraordinary draftsman. He was diagnosed as autistic as a child, and I have known him from childhood. Gilles has built up this imaginary city of Urville, of which you see here some of many hundreds of pictures, which he draws in minute detail. It's growing forever in his different drawings. There are many... Interestingly, many autobiographies available of very, very talented, very able people with mild autism, Asperger syndrome, who write about their experiences. And a recurrent theme is the capture by the detail and the perhaps inability to make sense and meaning, draw it out of the whole picture. And it was Francesca Happe who really developed this theory towards thinking of it as a style of information processing that is in fact present in the whole population. There's nothing abnormal about it, either the weak or the strong part of it. You find a normal distribution in this, and you will possibly, that's what she predicted, find more of the weak central coherence style in relatives, in the parents of children with autism. And indeed, we tested this in an experiment and found this to be the case, so that this style, which could be captured in certain tests, was more frequently seen in fathers of autistic children than in fathers of dyslexic children or in fathers of a sample of controlled children.